Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and your title with the show.
Ashley King, co-director with...
Kurt Boehm, co-director and choreographer, Ash. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Both choreographers and directors of Seussical the Musical, which is going to be at Keegan Theater in D.C. Now through July 22nd. Hey, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, we you know, so many of us know and love Dr. Seuss. We so many of us grew up on it. But so I don't know which one of you wants to take it, but just give me the basic premise, like, you know, how, I don't know, like storyline wise and how you weave in all these classics.
Go ahead, Ash.
Yeah, so this show pulls mostly from the Cat in the Hat, that's one of our main characters, and then it really follows Horton Hears a Who. And has some nods to Salsaloo. The Bowels even have a nod to Green Eggs and Ham. There's a lot of characters from a lot of beloved characters from Seuss, the whole Seuss library that appear in the show. And so you start with a young human who starts having some big thinks and starts to envision the Jungle of Newell, where we meet Horton and Maisie and Gertrude and the Wickersham brothers, and all of these, again, characters from the whole Seuss world. And you just follow their lives. We have a character have an egg that needs to be protected. We have characters going on long journeys, both literally and figuratively. And then at the end, the sky turns pink.
Turns pink, you said?
Yeah.
I love it. There you go. That's you got, you know, you're teeing up what, Barbie later this summer. You'll pass the baton with the pink sky.
Exactly.
Hey, awesome. So but of course this is a musical as well. So tell me some of the, you know, maybe tease a song or two or three that we might hear during the show.
So it's it's billed as a fantastical musical extravaganza, but it's also at the heart of it is about family and friends and community. We have a six piece orchestra led by Nathan Bluestein. They're all incredible. So we begin the whole land, obviously with the title song. But it gets into just a bunch of different songs that begins with Sour Kangaroo. Biggest Blame Fool is a really fun one that you guys will see. That includes the Wickersham Brothers and the Burr Girls. And I'm trying to think what else. We have Alone in the Universe, which is a really beautiful duet between Horton and JoJo. That's probably midway through the show. And again, Ashley said Green Eggs and Ham is one of my favorite ones towards the end.
Awesome. And Ashley, do you have any favorite songs in the show?
Yeah, I mean, I love a big, fun production numbers. So of course Biggest Blame Fool ends up being one of our big numbers that I think every person in the audience is going to have a blast with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Chasing the Who's, which is a really fun little Keystone Cops moment. And Egg Nest and Tree, yeah, where we also have a bit of a journey. I'm realizing as I'm about to give this answer that I'll just actually list all of the songs in the show.
That's a good sign, though. That means that it's, you know, good songs start to finish.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. All right, cool. Well, so that's a lot of the musical numbers. How about what do we see visually? And I know we're a radio station, but try to paint, you know, with your words, paint a visual picture of maybe some of the sets or backdrops or costumes. You know, what are some of the cool visual elements we see in this?
So the set. You want to take this one, Ash?
I'll just start with the set. Yeah, our set designer, yeah, Josh Sticklin, created this beautiful playground. Truly imagine all of the sketch and the colors and just the canvas for the imagination that Dr. Seuss's books already were, really make that 3D. There's nothing that's exactly predictable, but also nothing that doesn't make you want to jump into that space. Please don't, but you do want to jump into that space. That we have a swing, we have, you know, stairs that zigzag, we have a tunnel that leads to who knows where. You see the city of Who in the distance, and then it, like I said, all of those iconic Seuss colors and illustration styles.
And there's also a really creative Cloverfield that has been created for this show. Mm-hmm. And then our costume designers, Allison Samantha Johnson and Janine Sunday, did a really fantastic job of just their big, bright, bold, really fun costumes. Some of them we did pull from a production at Toby's Inner Theater that happened years and years ago. But they also really updated them to be closer to the 2023 feel, especially with our Wickersham brothers that are very cool. And the Bird Girls are totally new too. But it's kind of what you would expect, you know, Horton is an elephant. So we really focused on like making sure that the costumes were of animal style, but still had a human element to them. So they're relatable to the kids and families alike.
Awesome. And of course we love the folks up at Toby. So it's nice when you can do some costume swapping and help each other out. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I mean, I have a lot to work with, but remind our listeners a bit of the history of the show, because, you know, this isn't like just some premiere that's just starting. Like, it actually started, I guess, on Broadway back in like 2000, I think, with some really famous creators. Remind us who invented this.
Co-conceived and written by Flaherty and Aarons, who also are the writers for the musical Ragtime.
And you'll hear some familiar melodies and... because their style is sort of undeniable, and their ability to really quickly and beautifully affect emotion through some of those familiar melodies, like just the same theme and style of Ragtime, if you can believe it, in the world of Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Now, did Eric Idle of Monty Python have something to do with it too?
Yes. I love that you know that. And some of the comedy you will realize is just blue enough that you're like, oh, that's definitely Eric's work.
Well, what exactly were Eric's contributions? Because, you know, a lot of if you Google Seussical the Musical, Lynn Aarons and Stephen Flaherty pop up. But some of them don't even, like Wikipedia, I don't even know if it has Eric Idle on there. But I'd see on your website that he, you know, that he was a part of it. So what exactly was his contribution?
Well, the music's by Flaherty, lyrics by Aarons. The book was Flaherty and Aarons, but. It was the conception of it, co-conceived by Flaherty, Aarons, and Eric.
Gotcha. All right. And was that before Spamalot? I guess it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Is there anything else we want to say about this? Do you want to dish on the cast at all? You know, who are some of, you know, the actors that you're working with here?
Ash, you take the cast. I'll take how you can get tickets.
Yeah. Okay. So for Keegan fans, there's Michael Innocenti. He plays Horton. And then a lot of our cast is a lot of really incredible younger talent. I think three or four of our cast members actually graduated during rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And that's not saying, sorry, I'll just say that they just graduated during rehearsals. So this was a really exciting opportunity to work with these really, they are names that you will and definitely know in DC theater and on Broadway. I mean, just really incredible talents. I hope that the audience, you know, discovers all of these things for themselves.
In the middle of rehearsals, they took off they were wearing the cap and gown. They threw the cat and the cap up in the air, I guess. The cat, well, and the hat, the graduation cap.
What's funny is some of our rehearsals actually were on the Catholic University campus, and some of our actors were graduating from Catholic. So on their day off, they still came to the same campus.
That's hilarious. I was totally joking, but yeah, it sounds pretty right. That's great.
Yeah. And I guess the one thing that I do really want to make sure that everyone knows is that in mentioning Eric Idle, that it's co-conceived by him, like it's worth realizing that the show really does have something for everybody. And I know everyone says that, but it's true. It is a family show, in the sense that at no point do you think that you came just for another member of your family. You're there to experience the entirety of the show together, and everyone will walk out with a different favorite part, a different part that really touched them. And in the same beauty of Seuss, it meets you where you are. You come to that show, you come to Dr. Seuss, and When you're ready to delve deeper into it, you realize all these incredible layers and you get a little free therapy. And then sometimes you just want some fun rhyming words and bright colors, and we got that for you too.
Absolutely. All right. And Kurt, you said you want to say something about how to get tickets?
Yes, the best way, if you go to our website, KeeganTheater.com, you'll see everything you need as far as ticketing. But if you need any help with that, please email boxoffice@KeeganTheater.com, and I will actually be the person who responds to you and takes care of you. We do have youth tickets available for $25 a piece. We also have a family pack available, which is for three tickets at $100 total. So really great deals. There are student discounts, there are senior discounts. So it really ranges from like 25 to 65. So it's super affordable. And we're right there in DuPont Circle. So there's a ton of restaurants in the area. If you wanted to check that out before or after the show.
Well, it sounds like a good time. I guess final seconds, pretend like I'm not even here and you're just speaking directly to the listeners as they're riding in their cars listening to WTOP. Maybe they're stuck in traffic on the Beltway. Who knows? But say, hey, DC, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Hey, DC, come on out and see Seussical at Keegan Theater. We promise you'll have a great time.
It runs now to July 22nd. Check us out.
All right. Seussical the Musical, Keegan Theater. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Be well. See ya.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.